Well, hello guys. Hey, it's time to play a game. Now, there's no money involved here. It's just a thinking game. And of course, if you'd like to take the time to just put down what you think, your answers to the two sort of questions. So that means all three guys listening or watching this video, maybe four, give me your thoughts. Anyway, here's the scenario, right? Now, somehow the planet has survived and we're into space travel now. And we now have ships that are possible for interstellar travel. What the hell does that mean? They go a long ways, okay? You know, different galaxies. So, there's 10 young, healthy, fit Femons. They put them on this spaceship and they send them to a planet in another galaxy, but it's very much like Earth. But there's no humans on this planet. There is animals. There is trees. There is foliage. And there is water. And it's only Femons on this spaceship. They've been given 1 month's supply of food and water. They won't need any on their trip because they're in hibernation. Hell, this is a real modern story. Okay, it's done. They're there. They all survived. Now, what would you find if you went back there 5 years later? And here comes the other one you knew was going to happen. Exactly the same thing, but this time it's only 10 young males. Once again, the planet has water, has trees, has animals. And then you go back there 5 years later. What are you going to find? Or, more importantly, what do you think you would find? This is just my answer, what I believe you'd find after 5 years of the Femons being on this planet. They would all be dead. Some of them would starve to death. Some of them would have frozen. Some of them would have baked to death. And maybe a couple of them would have killed each other. As you know, they don't get along with anybody, not even each other. Then this is just my idea of the 10 males. What you'd find. You'd find maybe 6 of them, maybe more, alive still. They would have built shelter. Maybe even have some crops growing. Maybe have some wild animals penned up for food. They would have tapped into the water supply and have running water, or at least easy access to it. And of course, straight away people say, you're biased, you're misogynistic. I'm not a young man. And all I can go on is by my experience I've had and what I've seen of Femons and males. Does anybody ever remember that survival thing they did with Femons and males on different islands? Well, I'm not talking about the fake ones, I'm talking about the real one. The males thrived and the Femons struggled. And unfortunately, that is the reality of what is truth and what is fake. And it makes absolute sense to me, considering the history. And just because you don't like history and the past doesn't mean to say it didn't happen. Anyway, guys, let me know. You take it easy.